brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been taught to give in to a bunch of greedy, demonic, spindly neck, chicken neck, goblin faced control freaks running our lives, and it's time to get angry about it and say no, that we're awake and we don't care what happens, we're going to head up against you. End of story. We're running over you, scum. Bunch of filth. We're doing the Google search term Ron Paul exploding and see if they can ram it through the enemy. Ron Paul exploding, Ron Paul exploding. That'll lead them back to our video and article exposing their fraud. I got the clip coming up from the Federal Reserve channel. Why would John Stewart, the brother of the head of the New York Stock Exchange, a big globalist, be pointing out that Ron Paul is dominating the election? Because he wasn't talking about it, and the rest of the media was basically playing Ron Paul down, and so there was a big backlash. And so if they can't beat us, they're going to join us. That's what's happening. And that's what I said last night in videos I shot. But right now, let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. Thank you for holding during my fits. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. I have two things to say, maybe three, but if you want me to go quick. The first thing is about Ron Paul demonization. The second thing is about child sex slavery. Okay, the first thing is, last night on MSNBC, that there was some kind of pundit who said that he was demonizing Ron Paul by saying his bus should be called the bus of recreational drugs and nukes for everyone. Okay.
Well, no, that's the new talking point from Chip Munkabee. Chip Munkabee, Huckabee, says that he wants to give guns to two-year-old children. And then he wants to give nukes to everybody and wants to legalize all drugs. Now, he said, give it to the states, get the federal government out of it. And the way you handle Chipmunk is you go, shut up, Chipmunk. You know full well the government ships the drugs in and keeps it illegal to keep the prices up for the banks, you stinking maggot. That's how you deal with Chipmunk. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. On child sex slavery. Well, you may have heard of this, but let's see. There's a YouTube video called Dozens Busted for Child Porn at the Pentagon. That's one thing. The second thing is...
Yeah, what happened there, that was earlier this year. What they do is they put child porn on thousands of Pentagon people's computers, most of which that were blowing the whistle on corruption, and then said, you go along with the trillions we've stolen, or we're gonna bust you for child porn. That's mainly what's going on.
Okay, the other part is there's this award-winning film coming out called The Whistleblower. And basically, it talks about how military contractors and the UN were involved in child sex slavery in Bosnia. It has all kinds of awards, and it's winning. Maybe, I don't know, it's up to you if you want to get a direct...
Absolutely. In fact, I'm aware of The Whistleblower coming out. I think I saw a trailer for that months ago. I mean, it came out in mainstream news. Everywhere the UN goes, everywhere DynCorp and Halliburton go... Shit. I mean, do people think I just get on air and say Halliburton runs child kidnapping ring, Chicago Tribune, and then it's not true? Or I get up here and say Al Gore's former chief of staff for Texas was Rick Perry, and it's not true? Of course it's true. That's what I mean. These people, do you know who the number one private contractor is for CPS in the United States? Most of them aren't even officers of the court, as fraudulent as the courts are. Do you know who the number one group is grabbing kids in America? Do you know? Jonathan.
Yes, I know. DynCorp.
DynCorp, absolutely. So DynCorp's in the news actually going and grabbing kids out of houses to fly them to Saudi Arabia and other places. But then they're in your town coming to your door. These are hardcore criminals, man. And by the way, I got death threatened a lot 5 years ago when I talked about this. I don't care, murderers. I'm not going to cowardly sit here and let you do this. Oh, you understand murdering scumbags?
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, from deep behind Texas, occupied by offshore criminal banks, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And if we don't wake up to the full magnitude of the occupation, and that I was talking about last segment, because a caller brought it up, DynCorp Halliburton in the Chicago Tribune, in other big papers, caught running a child sex rings, kidnapping women, men for slave operations, and then they're offshore. You know, they're over in Dubai, so they can get away with it. And DynCorp and other big contractors, but DynCorp is the biggest group, run the actual CPS enforcers in most states. The person that's the CPS agent with the satanic eyes that comes to your house to take your kids because there's dirty dishes or because the neighbor saw you yelling at your kids or whatever. The people that are five times more likely in the Justice Department's own numbers to kill or hurt your child. The most dangerous place in the world is in those pedophiles' clutches. Now, they're not pedophiles. They're just mentally ill people that were abused themselves and think everybody else is an abuser and hate parents and believe that the state is their parents because they were institutionalized. They're either kids that have been institutionalized in the states, their mommy and their daddy, like something out of Russia or Nazi Germany. This is what CPS is. Or they're mindless socialists who hate the family. That's taught in their textbooks. I've read them here on air about they want to annihilate the family. Or they're hardcore pure mercenaries. Or they're pedophiles. And the largest group of those four groups is pedophile. Now, oh, by the way, that's in the criminology reports. I mean, you know how many truancy officers are pedophiles? You know how many Boy Scout leaders are pedophiles? You know how many? Why do you think so many Catholic priests are pedophiles? Because, yeah, there's a lot of folks that do like children, want to help them, want to see them grow. But then there's also the predators that come in. And so governments have always gone in and killed the parents and taken the children. The Romans did that so they could re-educate them. And so the caller, you know, was bringing up how it's all over the news now that the UN and others are involved in all this. It was always in the news. I don't get up on the air and say DynCorp and Halliburton got caught running child kidnapping rings. I would be sued immediately. I would be off the air if it wasn't true. I have literally scores of mainstream news articles, congressional hearings. I've seen Congress people ask Rumsfeld when he was in there, why are you allowing them to still have contracts? Because even though they're involved in this. And he said they're allowed to. They paid a fine. If you were out grabbing women and children off the street, you'd go to prison or get the electric chair, and you should. They do it, and it's like, well, you know, it's the government. Folks, it's so far beyond the media's liberal or their environmental wackos. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And they've got, at the highest levels, people that are fully conscious of it. Most of them are just little self-centered, trendy people that want to be pundits or anchors that will say whatever they're told, and they hear the big national pundits put out the propaganda, and then they parrot it, and then they get patted on the head by the program director, because the program director is a parrot and thinks, well, this is what the big guys talk about. This is establishment. And that's how they've maneuvered us into this just twilight zone of evil. Well, not me. Not me. I am not going along with this. I was back in the back, and maybe the guys weren't listening, but they're like, why are you saying that the census is coming to people's houses? The census is over. No, it's not over. Exactly. You're living in the old America, where they only came every 10 years. They've announced 10 years ago that it would be every year and for some every month. And it's all over the news, monthly census visits, outside of law, and they will threaten to call the cops on you if you don't answer all their questions and let them in your house. Okay, these are the little Soviet national security force, just as big and just as strong as our military. Now, let's go quickly to calls here, because I got to get to this John Stewart clip. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest. Matt in Alabama, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I sent you an email. Not everyone believes in this, and not all of us should do it. But we got to recognize it's going to be hard for Paul to win early primary votes in the South. Now, this is a Southern strategy, but it could work in urban areas across the U.S. We got to recognize that black voters, African American, are a huge untapped resource.
Well, they already favor Paul 5-1 over other Republicans, so I don't think that'll be a problem. They rewrote his district into a big black area years ago trying to beat him, and he only got more votes.
In South Carolina, they're over 40% of the electorate. Now, no other Republicans can reach these voters. These are primary voters. We would not be asking them to vote against Obama, but we could use them in the primary elections. Now, Paul is on record offering to give pardons to nonviolent drug users that are in federal prison. You know, everybody knows somebody that's been affected by this, especially in our black communities. They've got family and friends. It's a civil rights issue. It's a social justice issue. And for white people that still have the monkey of racism on back, this is what they need to do. They can either find the video on YouTube, search for Ron Paul pardon, put it on their iPhones, bring a friend, and start going into these minority neighborhoods and showing black voters that video. They need to
bring registration. Folks, if you pull into a group of, for whatever reason, on average, white people, and start trying to talk to them about politics, they're going to turn away because they're scared to talk to anybody. But if you go into black and Hispanic areas, white especially, they think it's so crazy, they will literally embrace you just to have somebody actually talk to them like they're human beings. And we need to get together for liberty. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about, and it's a great idea, Matt. I appreciate your call. Okay, I'm going to continue with Skyler. and then Tim, and then Joe, and Katrina. I'll at least get to those callers before this hour ends. I do have a guest coming up as well, but I wanted to get to this John Stewart. Now, John Stewart's not his real name, and that's fine. His brother is the head of the New York Stock Exchange. That's about as mobbed up as it gets. And John Stewart has guests on that promote carbon taxes and the rest of it. I don't like him. I think he's very funny, but I don't. As an individual, I know he's cold-blooded, using humor. And I've seen his assistants beat up people on the street of New York to just try to give them information or dare ask questions at one of his shows about 9/11 Truth. You can pull that video up. But the point is that John Stewart would have to come out and show that they're ignoring Ron Paul last night illustrates the fact that the system, Politico said it today, went back, AP came out and said, okay, he really is the front runner. Yes, he is dominating everything. They only did this after it blew up in their face. They got such a backlash now that they're jumping on the bandwagon. They'll now start shifting into scandals. Just look for that. But we are beating them here. There's a tipping point happening. Let's go ahead and play this John Stewart clip. Here it is.
So now with Pelini dropping out, Rick Perry dropping in, and Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul dominating the Ames straw poll, we got ourselves a race.
We have a top tier. It is Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann.
We have a new top tier, and it's Perry, Mitt Romney, and Bachmann.
There's now a top tier in this race, at least for now.
See the talking point?
Romney, Perry, and Bachmann.
I mean, I think that's fair to say. Really fair to say? You're not forgetting, I don't know, anyone, say, an ideologically consistent 12-term congressman who came within less than 200 votes of winning the straw poll? Isn't anyone going to give that gentleman a little love?
There's a top tier now of Bachmann and Perry and Romney, and, you know, we haven't mentioned, and we should.
Thank you.
We haven't mentioned, and we should, Rick Santorum, who did really surprisingly well for the amount of money and resources
he got. We got third place.
Rick Santorum? He didn't get half of what Ron Paul got. He lost to the guy who lost so bad he dropped out of the race. Santorum?
We're looking at Mitt Romney, who continues to be the front runner, but we have Rick Perry as well, and now Michelle Bachmann. Let's not count out John Huntsman, though.
What? John Huntsman? Huntsman got 69 votes. If all of John Huntsman's supporters met at the same Ames, Iowa Quiznos, the fire marshal would say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. There's still some tables open in the back. Huntsman was the only Mormon running in the straw poll, and he came in second amongst Mormons. And by the way, this pretending Ron Paul doesn't exist for some reason has been going on for weeks.
A new Gallup survey showing Rick Perry running second to Mitt Romney, knocking down Iowa favorite Michelle Bachmann to fourth.
Behind who? Fourth behind who? How did libertarian Ron Paul become the 13th floor in a hotel? Why? What's wrong with... He is Tea Party patient zero. All that small government grassroots business, he planted that grass. These other folks, they're just moral majorities in a tri-cornered hat. Ron Paul's the real deal, and Fox News should love this guy. But watch the disconnect between the debate moderators at Fox's Thursday debate and the debate audience.
Iran does not have an air force that can come here, just like we did in Iraq, build up the war propaganda. There was no Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they had nuclear weapons, and we had to go in. I'm sure you supported that war as well.
Okay.
It's time we quit this. It's time. It's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars.
Did you hear the crowd?
What's with the smirk and the eye roll? The guy gives it, the crowd goes nuts, and you do one of these.
Book 'em, Dano.
There goes crazy Uncle Ron. Babbling about the unsustainability of multiple wars. Boop-boop. He's the one guy in the field, agree with him or don't agree with him, who doesn't go out of his way to regurgitate talking points or change what he believes to fit the audience he's in front of. And you're treating him like if this were Celebrity Apprentice, he'd be this guy. By the way... At the Ames, Iowa straw poll, Busey beat Huntsman 77-69. And even when the media does remember Ron Paul, it's only to reassure themselves how there's no need to remember Ron Paul.
Right now, live, right next to the bus behind us, Ron Paul is speaking. And seven of the candidates are here today. We have live pictures of Ron Paul, but you know what? We're talking about Sarah Palin, we're talking about Rick Perry, the two people not in the race yet, Drew.
And guess what, Paul? If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
Right? Right? I mean, that guy, right? We'll be right back.
Look, our video also breaks some of that down. Ron Paul Exploding is the name of the article at InfoWars.com. The video is called The Ron Paul Tipping Point. But this is all just absolute disdain and arrogant hatred for their audiences. You see, I talk to you like you're red-blooded, like you're intelligent, like you're informed, and you want freedom. And I just tell you what I really believe and what I stand for, just like Ron Paul does. No teleprompters, no preparation except for the research. These people go, by the way, bring me that Sarah Palin stuff back. Forget Ron Paul and the other guy. That's right. We're not looking at Ron Paul. And all Politico on the left and Fox on the right, pulling polls when he's winning, dubbing, booing over his CPAC victory. Caught. And they said, oh, it was an accident. It was an accident that we noticed it and covered it and became a big national issue. These people are not conservatives. The owners of Fox News, who are getting in big criminal trouble, by the way, now, they've been caught lying with the hacking scandal. They're there to control conservative movements as the number one threat to their global government, their collectivist system. They are there to lead people into tyranny. They are Judas goats. You know what a Judas goat is? You'll have your sheep or your goats, whatever you like, and there'll be a trained ram or a trained goat, and they will lead the other sheep or goats, depending on whatever the case is, into the pen. And then he goes out the other end, they get slaughtered. And that's exactly what this is. And it's real cute and it's real funny, and they talk to you like you're low-grade morons. Conservative, liberal, Politico, Time Magazine says Ron Paul's another cult figure pretending to run for president. See, they tell you who you can vote for. They tell you who's legitimate. Not a statesman, not somebody who's never flip-flopped, not somebody who has warned us about exactly what would happen before it happened. Not someone absolutely tailor-made to really start turning things around. And as Ron Paul said, under the Constitution, he can't fix everything. But he could certainly strike a big blow for it. But what happened this morning and what happened last night? Associated Press, once a fringe candidate, Paul shaping 2012 race. They go on to say, yeah, he really is a front runner. No, he's the front runner. That's not wishful thinking. I've looked at the numbers. He's winning most of the straw polls, most of the scientific polls, or coming in second place when she stole the thing and bought 4,000 votes. By the way, that's over 90% of the votes she got. That's all admitted. And it's coming out in Politico. Perry back crusading Gore in 88. And they go on to show that, oh, he lied and said that he didn't support Al Gore when he supported, you know, environmental land grabbing. Turns out Rick Perry's a big fake environmentalist. Big gun grabber. Of course he is, man. He's an effeminate, fake, tough guy. And it's not fair to women. He is a ninny. He is a candy behind. All right, continuing here. It's just all a sick joke. It's all a completely sick joke. And that's only the tip of the iceberg, what they put together in that little four-minute segment for The Daily Show. Now, I happened to see websites in the last month saying, why is The Daily Show covering Ron Paul? Why are they involved? Why are they not mentioning them? And I did see shows where they would mention the other candidates and never mention Paul. So that's what's happening. They got a big backlash and said, we'll destroy this guy later politically. We've got to go ahead and make a joke about the Republicans because this is just too rich. And I'll guarantee you a high-level decision was made to even allow that on air, what you just saw, because it became too obvious on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, every local talk show host. They don't have to get talking points. They're not big enough to get, you know, to actually get talking points. And it's admitted those go out. MSNBC gets them directly from Soros in the White House. They just hear what the National says, and they think, well, I'm not my own man. I'll just repeat what I see on the news and try to sound smart. And these so-called political pundits, they get their news articles together and they just memorize what other pundits say, and then they come on air and say, you know what I think? I think blah, blah, blah. And it's a repeat of something they heard somebody else say, who was repeating what somebody else said, like a bunch of chicken going, bruh, 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 you know, just up there squawking in a hen nest or something. I mean, are you dumb enough to buy this? And I've been asking that question since last week, and I think the answer is no. You're not dumb. And see, the old line media still thinks they can con everybody, but their gun is out of bullets. Your calls are coming up, and a special guest on more White House crimes. Some big breaking news. I want to bring Ted Anderson up here. Ted, just side issue. You've been a big Ron Paul supporter, I know. You had the Ron Paul Air Force with banners all over the country and funded the blimp. And I don't know, it was $300,000 last time I checked, trying to get the word out. Last election, I know you're all in on this one. What do you think of the fact that Ron Paul really is exploding right now?
Well, honestly, Alex, it's no surprise to me, because watching Ron Paul operate in front of the television, YouTube, and all this other stuff now, everybody's getting to know this guy. He's as real of a person as you can get. Plus, also, one of the very few politicians that's never been bought out. I mean, the special interests may try, but they can't get it. And then you watch him confront Ben Bernanke. I know the entire country is, again, back in this, I should say the entire country, because there's some people that are idiots that are not. But, you know, anybody that has any economic sense or has any hope for the future of this nation better be backing Ron Paul. He's the only guy that understands it, gets
it. He's perfect. He's never flip-flopped. I mean, they're giving us Al Gore's minion apprentice and the guy that wrote the health care bill and an IRS attack dog shock trip they sent into houses. I mean, Michelle Bachmann, I'm sorry, she's got all the rhetoric. Look at Rick Perry saying the Federal Reserve is treasonous and treacherous. I mean, they're having to adopt that because we're winning, Ted. We're winning. So the enemy has put on our uniforms. It's the oldest trick in the book.
It sure is. And Alex, yeah, it's just developed to that. And it's really because of shows like yours that Ron Paul's there in the front line. I mean, let's face it. Last time when he was running his election and Fox wouldn't let him on the debate, it was your audience that turned him around.
Well, he did say that on the air. And I'll tell you, Ron Paul, you know, his whole crew, about 80% of them love me in his different offices. About 20% are kind of mainline Republicans and act like I'm Satan. But Ron Paul has never forsaken us, despite the fact that the national media has made issues out of him coming on my show. Big deal. You know, he goes on a lot of programs. But, hey, Ted, briefly here, because we're talking about Ron Paul, I'm going to come back and go to this guest real fast and then some calls. Tell folks about where gold and silver are right now and some of the special deals you've got. Sure. I know you want to apologize. You said buy gold at $300 now at $17 plus and silver at $5 and now $40. But, again, apologize for being right, and then please tell folks today's offer.
Okay. Well, presently right now, gold has seen a high today of $1,787.80 and is trading currently at $1,781.80.
Do you want to apologize?
Yeah, I apologize, I guess, because the world is melting apart, and we were right about that.
Okay, good. Apologize again for silver.
But anyways, yeah, silver right now is currently at $40.26. I'm sorry, that is the high today, and $39.89 presently.
You want to apologize for telling folks to buy that at $5?
No, I guess I should, but no. I mean, people are, they'd be just absolutely dumb to stay in the paper currencies. I mean, right now finally, Germany is falling apart in the European Union.
Well, tell folks the goodies you have, because you've got a lot of specials from when it was lower, and it keeps running out, but then you always buy when it's low again. Tell folks the goodies you've got, 800-686-2237, to get evil silver and gold at incredible prices.
Well, I mean, first of all, I didn't even move the prices up, and the price has gone up like crazy in both gold and silver. Francs currently right now are at 381, British sovereigns at 478. By the way, that's a quarter ounce gold coin. The franc is a fifth of an ounce gold coin. Presently right now we have that offer for the American Dream video for $83 delivered. You get the video, you get the Mark Dice book, you get two silver dollars. Silver's over $40.
Free shipping. You can't even buy two silver dollars for that.
Exactly.
With shipping.
And then why not, while they're at it, pick up the Endgame video, Obama Deception, Follow the Republic, your best videos you've ever made.
With free on top of when they get three silver dollars. 800-686-2237. I want to apologize for being completely right and having super good deals for you that nobody can top. I apologize. Again, hate me if you want. Here's the toll-free number. 800-686-2237. I apologize for telling you Rick Perry was going to run for president as well and being completely right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Specials, Midas Resources already has extremely competitive prices and a wide spectrum of high-quality gold and silver coins. Very competitive, fifth-largest gold broker in the United States. But the radio specials, and they have a list of them, are loss leaders. On many of these, Ted actually loses money. On the rest, he makes 2 to 5%. You've got to remember, that's when he, at the price he bought it at, he's making 2 to 5%. He bought a lot of this gold and silver months ago, as much as he could get, knowing it would go back up because he's seen the long-term cycle. You look at an 11-year graph, 12-year graph now. So if you count market increases, Ted is losing money on these deals. These are loss leaders to get you involved in gold and silver. And I am very proud of the fact that I've been promoting gold and silver for 14 years. because I studied history, I studied monetary policy, and I knew it was the only way to go. I only wish I would have bought more gold and silver myself. I was real conservative. I went with my advice, you know, 14 years ago. I said you should have 10% of your money in gold and silver. And over the years, I've attained, you know, some, but it's not that much. I tell you. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And when you call, tell them it's Alex Jones Special to list the all the different specials they've got. They've got quite a cornucopia, and only one of them is available online. If you go to Infowars.com, you will see it says buy two silver dollars, receive two free gifts from Midas Resources, a free film and a free book, and free shipping. So it's really three free gifts, but we like to under-promise and over-deliver. It's actually free shipping, a free book, and a free video, so I guess it's even better. But we ought to change that to three free gifts and explain it's a video, a book, and then free shipping. Because, I mean, that would be about 10 bucks in shipping. I mean, that is a free gift, isn't it, free shipping? I don't know. 800-686-2237, and it is your support, buying the books, the videos, the T-shirts at Infowars.com, your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that allows us to continue to operate and to expand. And you've been seeing a lot of that happening as of late, haven't you? Okay. I will get to your calls coming up in the last couple segments, but I wanted to get Glenn Spencer on from American Patrol because we've been interviewing him for about 12 years. He's an American political and illegal immigration activist, and, of course, he's been a frequent guest on Lou Dobbs and many other shows, AmericanPatrol.com, and I wanted to get him on to talk about this. ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation, L.A. Times. The three who have been, by the way, I said this months ago, I said they would be promoted. We got to find that clip. The three, for a job well done, this wasn't a failed sting. It was a way to demonize the Second Amendment, destabilize Mexico through the SPP plan, use destabilization there to call for a North American security perimeter instead of our actual borders being the security to mutualize and harmonize our forces. That's all on the books. So ATF promotes supervisors in controversial gun operation. The three who have been criticized for pushing on with the border weapons sting, even as it came apart, well, they did a great job, received new management jobs in Washington and big pay raises. So the people that their underlings said, you're shipping guns to Mexico, this is illegal, stop it. They, of course, are being demoted and getting in trouble. That's been confirmed. And those that did it and follow their criminal orders to then demonize the Second Amendment, they are being promoted, kind of like the high-level FBI supervisors that ordered their folks under them that said, hey, these people are going to flight schools and don't want to know how to land them. I think they want to fly it in the World Trade Center. That was a quote by one agent. They said, we just demoted you. You're off the case. National security letter. Don't talk about this. They stood down. The attacks happened. And they all got record cash bonuses and went up to the big offices. It's like, you are hardcore. We're really going to take the American people's rights now and keep the borders open. High five. Attacks happened. Oh, well, let's help get the underwear bomber on the plane. We're the State Department. We'll put naked body scanners in. Oh, yeah, these are good people. And it goes over all of that in the articles. And as I was saying, Glenn Spencer joins us from right there on the Arizona-Mexico border. And Mr. Spencer, good to have you here with us today.
Alex, good talking to you.
So what's your take on this? Maybe we should give them a box of gold and cigars and have a parade for these ATF guys that, well, it's admitted at least five cops, three dead Border Patrol agents, and countless citizens on both sides. I mean, is the pay raise big enough for the great job they did?
Well, I'm not sure if that's all they're going to get. There are probably some other perks they'll get that we don't know about.
Oh, good.
But, if you look at the L.A. Times statement, the agents, the boots on the ground, one guy says, literally, my mouth fell open. He said, I'm not, literally, he couldn't believe that these guys were being promoted back to Washington. But it's not surprising. These are people who are to be rewarded for doing exactly what they were told and not questioning the authority from Washington, D.C. These are jackbooted thugs who will do anything the Obama administration orders them to do, including shipping guns to Mexico that are used to murder our agents. Now, if they will do that, they will do anything. So we must reward them.
Absolutely, like Katrina gun confiscation. These are great people. And I guess they've got to be pretty proud of themselves now. I mean, we've got a lot of dead police officers, a lot of dead Border Patrol agents. This is, I mean, how dare you not be for them getting big raises, Glenn?
No. See, the thing is, this is it. And the word goes out throughout the agencies, throughout the federal government. You do exactly what you're told, and you will advance. If you defend America like Ramos and Campion, who happened to have wounded a drug smuggler and criminal, they went to federal prison, right? So if you try to defend the country, you'll go to prison. If you turn against it and you do anything you're told, anything, including shipping murderous weapons into the drug cartel's hands, you are on your way up the ladder. That's the message.
And Obama has canceled what was left of the so-called partial fence they built. The virtual fence, they're canceling everything. The illegal aliens are running all over us. Rick Perry, who got awards for sanctuary cities, introduced a bill and then quietly killed it to get rid of sanctuary cities. What a duplicitous weasel he is. And we've got
absolutely.
Tell us about Rick Perry. You're the big immigration expert.
Well, I've tracked Rick Perry for years, okay? He is an open borders globalist. He got $250 million from the state of Texas for a border initiative. And I think it was the Houston Chronicle that gave him the Pants on Fire Award for wasting all of that money. He was such a liar. He spent it on political hacks without doing anything about the border. He is opposed to the fence, and that's the only thing that keeps El Paso from being overrun by Ciudad Juarez. But that fence is an important element in our defense. And may I say this? There is an element here that links the fence to Fast and Furious. Because, as you know, I've been flying the border on a regular basis. I mapped the border fence. I've been doing this for 7 years. And I watched it go up. And what we found in looking at our data, that we found out what started the Mexican drug war. We know what started it. It was when we closed off the Goldwater bombing range with a fence starting in 2006. That triggered it. And then they closed it off from Yuma over to Calexico. That kept it going. And then right near me, another 40 miles. This was the unintended consequence.
By the way, that's the only true part of the movie Machete, is that the drug dealers on both sides of the border get together to try to get a fence built so that the Southern cartel can bring their drugs in and cut off their competition. And I know that did add a lot of stress to the different cartels.
There's no question about it. I've analyzed it and studied this for 2 years, more than 2 years. That's what started the Mexican drug war. Had we finished the fence, they wouldn't have had anything to fight over. Now, this is what I think is was behind Fast and Furious. Our government was trying to prove that it was U.S. weapons that set off the Mexican drug war instead of the actual fence.
That was in Mexico. They also wanted to blame the Second Amendment. I remember a year and a half ago they were blaming the Second Amendment for Mexico and calling for gun restrictions. So
absolutely. And they've been lying about it ever since. So what you have now, you mentioned earlier, a program to essentially merge the U.S. and Mexican war on drugs and the border effort. This comes directly out of Northern Command. I can go into detail with this, but I went to a conference a couple of years ago. I had to pay $1,200, but I sat there and listened to a general tell us that the homeland definition used by Northern Command now includes Mexico. Did you know that?
Yes.
The Northern Command includes in their definition of homeland the country of Mexico. That's our home. That's the homeland.
We got the documents in 2007. It's in my film Endgame. I know you covered it. Judicial Watch sued and got the North American Union SPP documents, and it said we're going to use border crises to get rid of the border, create a continental security perimeter, and that now Obama has officially executed, and merge the three countries and use each other's troops in each other's nations against our own citizens. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I sat there and listened to this general from our northern command explain how they're going to go about doing it. And I've got his whole transcript and the audio clip of how they're doing it. There are our army is encouraging our Border Patrol agents to work directly with the Mexican army, right, going around Washington, D.C. Work directly with them. He said, we'll support you. This is totally subversive. This is totally subversive. But I'm looking into Mexico right now. I'm looking at a cartel headquarters. We have documentation. These drugs are going in and out of there, and the Mexican army is going in and out of there. And I'm watching it right now. And our government, our northern command, generals, are working to erase our border. And I have absolute airtight proof of that.
Well, very well said, Glenn. Getting back to this ATF situation, yeah, they quote the lower-level ATF guys that blew the whistle saying our mouths have fallen open. You're promoting them? Because, as you said, this was not a botched operation. They've now caught the FBI, DEA, and ATF shipping guns into drug gangs in Venezuela, in Nicaragua, in Honduras, into drug gangs in Miami. This is in the news. It's admitted now.
Right.
The head of the ATF admits that Holder lied to Congress. So this is a larger program, almost like Iran-Contra, where they're actually funding certain drug gangs that are knocking out their competition. And I'm telling you, this is the Chicago mob running our government. I mean, how creepy is it that the Chicago mob connected Obama? If there was any question about this being Chicagoland nationwide, that's what this is. Only a Chicagoland president would say, you know what, you guys ship these guns in, and even after you got caught, kept doing it under our orders. We're gonna kick you upstairs. You're what we're looking for.
That is exactly right. They will. These guys will obey any order, no matter how outrageous. That is the criteria for advancement. Because if they don't get the word, don't ever question the order. Just do it, right? And so just do it, no matter how outrageous it seems. You just do it. Unless you want to lose your job, go ahead. Complain. You'll be out on the street. Have you checked the unemployment rates lately? Good luck. And we'll blackball you. This is serious.
Well, I mean, the country's completely collapsing, and Mexico's collapsing under globalism. And as you know, you've worked with native groups around North America. I remember being in Mexico 20 years ago for Christmas in Cancun, more than 20, like 22, with my parents. I guess I was in junior high. More like 25, 30. Man, time flies. And I remember my parents were driving around Yucatan sightseeing, and there were signs everywhere that said, buy UN Biosphere Land, Glenn. And they went back to the hotel and got brochures, talked to the concierge. They said, you can buy land in Mexico. They were just opening it up. And it was land where they had forced the farmers, it was all over Mexico, off their land, forcing them up to the maquiladoras. That was part of the NAFTA deal. They were getting, this was pre-NAFTA. They were getting ready for it. This was probably about 1990 or something, maybe even earlier. And now I've learned all over Latin America, they forced people off their land up to the big cities, which are then juncture points to the United States and Canada. And it is just absolutely horrible what these globalists have done. They really are long-term thinkers.
No question about it. No question about it. It's the elimination of the nation state, one world government, one world, no borders, no nation states, no army, only the UN. That is their goal. They will sacrifice us. They will look at problems like in California and just slough it off and say, that's the price we have to pay.
Well, Glenn Spencer, I really appreciate you joining us. You know, we need to make this a big issue with the big-time Republican talk show host. We need to get Congress to be subpoenaing the Attorney General for caught lying. We need to really see a movement towards impeachment. I mean, if this isn't impeachable, fast and furious, what is? Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. No question.
Well, let's get the heat on these people. I mean, where are the big mainline Republican talk show hosts? They're still calling it an Obama screw-up. shipping guns in. This isn't a screw up. I mean, Hitler going into Poland wasn't a screw up. It was what he meant to do.
Well, that's right. And even you talk about Rick Perry, my little feature today. I mean, here's Fox News, you know, the supposedly bastion of the right. They won't talk about Rick Perry's clay feet in immigration. They won't talk about it. And
Rick Perry got an award. You know, I talked about this last week. People didn't believe me. They pulled it up off C-SPAN. I have footage of it in my film Battle for the Republic. Rick Perry was given awards by Vicente Fox for in-state tuition for illegals that other U.S. citizens don't even get. I mean, right. This guy is a joke.
He's not a joke. He is a serious threat.
Yes. It's just a joke that Limbaugh is endorsing him. I mean, is there no end to these people?
I don't hear Limbaugh endorsing him. He endorsed him?
Oh, yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, look, just Google Rush Limbaugh endorses Rick Perry.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No, guys, search it. We'll show people when we come back from break. Well, Glenn, fire out the two websites for folks.
Okay, I've got AmericanPatrol.com, and we've had 31,526,000 hits on it. And then I also have American Border Patrol. We don't update that as much, but we've got some good stuff, including the proof that the fence started the Mexican drug war, and they should have stopped. They should have finished it.
All right, Glenn, thank you so much. Folks, Google bomb the term Ron Paul exploding. The article and video are at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back with some more of your calls. Thank you, Glenn.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Optics Planet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. Optics Planet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thank you.
remember, if you're mad at the dinosaur deceptive con artist media treating you like idiots and saying Ron Paul can't win, they're starting to back off. They're starting to get scared. They're starting to admit, okay, he is the front runner. Get our video off Infowars.com titled The Ron Paul Tipping Point. And it's posted inside an article titled Ron Paul Exploding, E-X-P-L-O-D-I-N-G. Three words, put them in Google. The three words side by side and hit enter, and search it. Re-enter it over and over again. Let's make it number one. Ron Paul Exploding. Let's get that out. Regardless, get the article and get it out to everyone you know. I'm also going to post under my video that John Stewart. I think that really says a lot as well. Let's go ahead and go to Skyler in California. Thanks for holding, Skyler.
Alex, pleasure talking with you. I'm a hardcore Ron Paul supporter, and when I talk to undecideds about Ron Paul and they ask me whether he supports 9/11 truth, I kind of don't know what to say. So I'm hoping maybe you can give me some pointers. Do you think Ron Paul will support a new 9/11 investigation once he becomes president?
I think Ron Paul has said that the commission said there were problems and it should be looked at again. And Ron Paul's been asked about 9/11 truth before, and he said, look, he's dealing with so many other issues. He knows that for him it's a tar baby, and he's trying to take down the heart of the beast, the private Federal Reserve, that undoubtedly called the shots to stage 9/11. So Ron Paul and his voting record, his constitutional record, is perfect. People love to ninny and freak out over the fact that he doesn't go into certain issues because he can't prove it. He sees it as a tar baby. So, I mean, it's a side issue, really, at the end of the day. I mean, Ron Paul will go after the Federal Reserve. He'll try to restore the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thank you so much, Skyler. And people say, well, why'd you get mad at Deborah Medina? Well, because I happened to shoot my mouth off. I happened to just shoot from the hip. And that became a distraction. At the end of the day, she was going to lose anyways. I hate Rick Perry. I at the end of the day, if I would have had it to do over again, I wouldn't have come out and gotten mad. But I was thinking about, I just heard before the show, you know, her going, you know, the guy's going, so 9/11 truth is despicable scum. She's like, absolutely they are. And I was like, I'd had her before say there should be a new 9/11 investigation. And it was not the, if she'd have said, I'm not touching 9/11 truth, I'd say, well, that's fine. That's your view. As long as you're pro Second Amendment, sovereignty, all that stuff. But then to like flip flop, look, it's flip flopping I can't deal with. Do you understand that? I mean, Rick Perry is now coming out against the Federal Reserve. So is Newt Gingrich. They're doing it because we're winning. We're winning. Let me say it again. We're winning. They're having to at least take on our political coloration. This is a major tipping point sign. We are kicking hind end here. Susan, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call in today because I was thinking about my own experience waking up. And I guess like a lot of people my age, it was probably the Iran-Contra affair that started to make me look a little closer at what was going on. But it was really your films that began to put the dots together and begin to see just how deep the rabbit hole went. But I think the reason I'm calling today is because I want to give some kind of optimism to people as well. Ron Paul is exploding. People are waking up. And I think that you have to get past that fear that comes with waking up. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that. But, you know, if you look around and you realize that they can try to take our Second Amendment away, but I can also tell you that even just last year, there was over 600,000 people in the state of Minnesota alone that got their deer hunting license. So it's alive and well here. And
exactly, but we've got to get, I totally agree with you, Susan. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tomorrow. Catherine and others call me. Catherine in Tahiti, I'm sorry. I'm going to go into overdrive and talk to somebody in Tahiti. A PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. We're going to come back in overdrive.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.